Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
At Hometown Buffet, you and your appetite embark on an adventure. Enjoy unlimited soups such as French Onion. Then mosey on over to Authentic Texas Barbecue.
And for a limited time, set sail for more flavors with endless shrimp.
Trust me, there's no plate like Hometown Buffet.
Your kid is always on the move, on the go, and on to their next adventure. Help them yabba-dabba do more with Flintstone's Kid Multivitamin.
NyQuil Severe cuts through your cold's worst symptoms so you can get back to breathing easy.
Hey, you like coffee, right? Buy four hot beverages and get the fifth one free. Only at Circle K. We're still on the way.
With AMC A-List, you can see up to three movies a week for just $25.95 a month. And now, order your snacks ahead of your showtime with AMC Mobile.
Del Taco's dollar deal just added even more fresh options, which means I can eat healthy for just under $1. That's a big tell, yeah.
The bold, refreshing taste of Coke with an extra boost of caffeine when you need it most. Coke Energy. Drink up to show up.
People of the cubicles, today we rise up. Today we scratch. With California's lottery big money scratchers, one in three will win big. So join me, brothers and sisters. Let us cast off our spreadsheet prisons.
Right after this quarterly meeting.
I say, let us put man and a woman together to find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. The women got the men beat, they should know, not me. But the people, they say that the man has always led woman astray. But I say, please listen when I say, she's smarter than the man in every way. That's right, the woman is
smarter.
That's right, the woman is
smarter.
That's right,
crap out of me.
The woman is
smarter.
That's right, that's right. Ever since the world began,
oh, good morning,
woman,
everybody.
Was always fooling man.
Oh, that man. Oh, happy Saturday to all of you.
Petty Belafonte in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hey, look. There's Steve Silva.
I am here.
And there's Amber Ash McCary.
With my tea in my hand.
And there's producer.
Producer.
Hey, there I be, better am.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and I am Sean Roberts. Together, we are Your Weekly Dose. And, of course, we're streaming to you live.
Every morning.
Every Saturday morning.
Yes. Get out of here.
Yes. You want to do this?
Thank you so much for joining us today. And every Saturday as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame this summer. Just remember to follow Mark and Brian Radio Hall of Fame on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on how you can help them get into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Brilliant. So, hi guys, for those who recently followed us, thank you so much for joining the family, and we are so glad you're here listening to the show with us. So, yeah, get a hold of us on Facebook, Instagram, message us, talk to us.
You find our husband whom I not
meet. Distracting?
Oh, my
God. Oh, yes. We're feeling so good right now. They're feeling out the islands, don't you know? You know, wrong accent, but I don't give a fuck.
Every time I hear Harry Belafonte, I think of oh, my God, all of a sudden the movie.
Beetlejuice?
Yeah, Beetlejuice. Yeah.
Just go Beetlejuice.
Well, we got a busy day for you guys. Where you got 10:15 coming up. We got Horoscope with Tina Anderson. We'll be talking about the new Journey lawsuit. Our favorite cereals. We got Oreo Tweets for National Oreo Day. And of course, International Woman Day. We'll be talking about women inventors.
Yes.
Oh, so important. And we got a pocket-sized cinema for you guys later on, too, as well.
Not
Hi,
only.
Hi.
Well, I was trying to figure out where you had done to. Not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, and Spotify. Just search for your weekly dose, and most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show.
Yes, 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 yes. Not only can you download the show for free from our website, but
there's an echo in the room.
Is there an echo? Is it me?
Yeah.
Am I not?
That's what I just read.
So nice you're listening to the show, Amber.
Oh, she's really on it.
Well, I got a text from Zachary right here, so, you know.
Don't blame me.
So now it's Mr. Belafonte 2 over here.
Oh, my goodness, you guys.
He's got one of those little tiny shaker things there.
Yeah.
He's shaking. I don't hear it, but...
You can't hear it?
Yes, we're hearing aids. Of course he doesn't hear it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, not only can you download the show for free, guys, from our website, you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, Spotify.
And now there's another echo.
Just search.
Oh, my gosh.
The third time that was read.
Yeah, I know. That's
I don't care.
One.
Just search for your weekly dose. Just search for it, damn it.
We don't have the coronavirus.
That's never happened
before. We have some kind of a brain-eating fungus that's infecting just us.
Yes, yeah.
Today.
Well, you know what, guys?
I feel
together.
Good about it.
You know what?
I feel good.
You know what?
What?
Not only can you download the show for free.
I heard that somewhere.
Once
well,
upon
today's
a time.
Theme, guys, of course, was the great Harry Belafonte, Woman Smarter, in honor of International Women's Day.
Woohoo!
And, of course, Harry Belafonte song, guys, besides the Beetlejuice?
Is it the one? No, when does she? She dances in the air to. I can't remember which one it is, but.
The Calypso one.
The Calypso. Okay, I believe you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
My favorite one actually is a ballad that he does.
Oh.
Which is called The Jamaican Farewell. It's just a beautiful, beautiful song that he does. Years ago, and I'm talking like late 80s kind of a thing. He did a special on HBO where it was just wonderful. And he kind of did obviously some of his greatest hits or whatever, but he did some other Shake Sonora. There you go.
There
yeah.
Work Sonora. Work your body liner. Work Sonora.
There it is. She's dancing away.
Aww.
I love Winona.
I know.
She's fun.
And when she dances, oh brother.
I just love his music, though.
No, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's a great actor, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The best, yes.
Funny thing is, I have an uncle of mine who is from the islands. Can't stand him.
Oh.
Because it's not... The music that he sings is not really from the islands themselves. It's more of like a commercial.
Yeah, it's kind of whitewashed for that era, you know?
It is very much whitewashed. Yeah. And... You know, and of course, he's always saying, "Oh, these are the songs that I used to sing when I was a little boy." He goes, "Brother, we had never seen nothing like that before."
Yeah,
you know,
that's hilarious. He's from Harlem.
Yeah, he's not even from there.
He's not.
From Harlem.
He was born in Harlem in the 20s.
Yeah, which is why my Uncle Neil, God bless my Uncle Neil.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Steve, you met my Uncle Neil once when my dad passed away.
Calypso. Yes.
That man's voice, I can listen to it for hours, you know, because he is from the island. He was born in St. Croix. His family did the import and export for St. Croix. Hmm. And to this day, I think they're still in charge of that.
Oh, wow.
So, and they have this beautiful, I'm going to call it a mansion, that's there because it's like, it's a 16 room.
Do you know what I just heard you say?
What?
Vacation.
Hey, you know what?
Let's go.
If you want to go, I guarantee.
Look, right now plane fares are really low. Let's go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's great. But anyway, but Harry Belafonte, great artist. Love him. Great singer overall. Like I said, great actor. Pick up all his music, guys, from our sponsor, Amazon.
So nowadays, more and more people are shopping online, and there is no better place to shop online than...
Amazon! That's right, Amber. They have everything, so get what you want by shopping on Amazon. Just remember to use our banner.
All you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com. Click on the Amazon banner, bookmark it. That way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link. And by doing so, you help the show stay on the air.
Yes.
Plus, you get all your shopping done with no big crowds. Or if you are like me and have trouble getting out to do your shopping, Amazon is there to help you out. They even deliver your groceries for you.
So if you're going to do all your shopping online, there's only one place to go, yourweeklydose.com, and use our Amazon banner to get the job done.
And remember, when you use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
Well, let's catch
Shut
up.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah,
oh boy.
Bitch.
I bought paintbrushes. That's what I bought this week. And sea kelp vitamins. That's what I bought.
Ooh. And what
on
vitamins?
Amazon.
Sea kelp.
It's like this sea vitamin.
Oh, kelp.
Kelp.
I didn't
kelp.
Know.
Kelp. Seaweed kelp. And kelp.
I need somebody. Kelp.
Not just anybody.
Kelp.
Kelp. Yeah.
You go on Amazon, you get vitamins, and you get paint supplies. Well, that's
you know what we
perfect.
Should do?
What should we do?
We should catch up.
We should.
We should catch
that's
up.
That's what I did. I just caught up. I'm good. I just shopped online. That's all I did.
That's all I did.
Well, you know, this week I didn't do much, but I do have a special catching up today because today is March 7th.
Yes, it is!
And those of you who know us and you realize that today is Gino England's birthday. We lost him 4.5 years ago, and in honor of his birthday, I'm wearing one of his shirts.
Yes, aww. You are.
Yes, his mom, TJ... had big men to clothe somehow.
Uh-huh. Except Adam.
except for Adam.
Adam's a skinny one.
Yeah. So what she did is she'd go to the cloth fabric store.
Fabric store.
Yeah.
And she would find interesting patterns and things. Like the one I have on is sort of a winter scene with Mickey and Goofy.
But in a Hawaiian shirt style.
She had, she had these patterns that were big shirts so that Jerry and Gino could wear them.
Mm-hmm.
So they always had these really cool shirts with different... And Gino had like 40 or 50 of these shirts.
Now, I'm curious, how tall was Gino?
About 6'3".
Oh, he was a big dude.
6'2", 6'3".
Okay.
Yeah, and a big guy.
Big dude.
Yeah. Yeah. So, in honor of his birthday, happy birthday, Gino. I'm wearing one of your shirts.
Yes, you are.
It's a lovely shirt.
Yeah. Gino, it was one of those guys where... Just loved all the way around, and he had a big heart, and was always rooting for the underdogs, kind of thing. And
he would stick up for the underdogs,
stick up
when they were being oppressed.
Yeah, and stick up for the little guy.
So he would have stuck up for me.
Yes, cool. He would have, but he would have also slung the caca at you as well.
ew,
and made sure that. It was slung very well, very hard, very fast, but know that you were okay with it, though, at the same token. I mean, he did the same thing with me, you know. He reached out, just a great guy, and we got so close that he ended up becoming my son's godfather.
Aww.
And, you know, so he's greatly missed. Gina would have been, what, 53?
Three.
Yeah, 53 today. So, yeah,
a good he was born the year I graduated from high school.
Ooh.
In 1902.
Yeah, we were.
We were
sitting in the dressing room for one of the many shows at Golden West College, getting ready for the show, and somebody goes, "Gino, when were you born?" And he goes, "Oh, 1967," and I yelled out, "Holy crap, I graduated from high school that year."
Yeah. Now, in fact, we were talking, Roman, my son and I, we were talking about him last night and talking about some of his acting abilities and how good he was at comedy. I mean, just the timing was perfect no matter what, you know. He did very little drama, but when he did do drama, I mean, he was great at that. One of my favorite plays that he did was Sherlock's Last Case.
Oh.
And where he played Dr. Watson. And in this play, Watson kills Sherlock Holmes. You know, it's really good. Really, really good.
One of the only times that an actor, like at school, made me cry, we were doing scenes, and he did Emilio Estevez, the athlete, mm-hmm. in Breakfast Club.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, yeah.
He did
yeah.
that scene where he was talking about how now that kid has to go down at home and tell his father that he got embarrassed and stuff like that. And Gino just, he broke my heart. I really did cry watching this scene. I was like, oh, my God, he really can do, if he needed to, he could make it serious.
Oh, yeah. No, he was great at that. And when we get off, because I have it on the computer, but I'll have to play you guys the Mercury commercial.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Yes,
that he did. It is so funny. There's a look that Gino does to the gal that it just says, to me, it just delivers so many messages of like, I don't give a shit what you're thinking, but I'm going to get over this car.
Yeah.
Basically, is you know, and no matter what the struggle is, and this one look, you know. But it's a very, very funny Mercury commercial.
Yeah, so. One of my favorite pictures on my phone is just after he gets over the car, he comes up and he's all,
well, I have it somewhere. Gosh. I have that picture of him. I timed it just perfectly. I don't think I could have done it any better of that look, you know. So, but yeah, so awesome, guys. So we miss you, Gino. Love you. Happy birthday, my
love
friend.
Love you, buddy.
All righty. You know what? You know what we do?
What do we do?
You know what we need to do? We needed to go get some horoscope.
Yay, Tina!
On the phone with us is the great, the wonderful, and the damn sexy Tina Anderson.
Jeez, wow.
Oh, you know you are.
He went there.
Wow. Didn't expect that, though. That's such a nice way to start the show. Thank you so much.
Tina, you really are. I mean, I'm just going to say it.
Thank you.
And her husband. Gosh. And her husband ain't bad looking either, too. So he's a good looking guy. They're a good couple together. You know, I like to be a fly on the wall in their bedroom.
Oh, like, dear. Mm.
Thank you so much. That's so nice of you.
How are you, my dear?
Good. I'm really good. Thanks. No complaints here, man. It's all good. It's all good.
Wonderful.
Just, you know, just making sure I got, I think I've collected now 14 cases of toilet paper because I've been going around to all the stores, you know, and collecting, you know, you guys, you're not laughing. You don't. It's not funny. Like,
no, the
you know.
Coronavirus or no?
Yeah.
The
coronavirus.
Yeah, I got the Heineken virus.
And you know you can't drink Corona beer as people are thinking too. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't be making fun of this, but I can't even believe some of this stuff going on.
It is just ridiculous.
I'm staying very chill about it. I thought it was.
I'm booking all my trips right now. I'm just like, screw it. Everybody's stupid. They don't understand. They don't understand infectious disease or medical. It's ridiculous.
You know what? If I could just say one thing real quick, I was supposed to go on this trip with my friends called, it's my favorite band is Slipknot, they're called Knot Fest, which is like the Ozfest, but it's
Fest.
Sea. Yeah. It's going to be at sea, like on a cruise ship where they're going to be playing on the cruise. Anyway, it would be at Barcelona, Italy. I got an email from, because I'm on the mailing list, I got an email saying that they are canceling it because of this situation.
Yeah. Well, Southwest in Austin is canceled, and they're saying $234 billion.
They did cancel
overall,
it, huh?
What's going to happen with the reach out between the local vendors and what will happen with all the musicians and the contracts is just, it's not even, it's almost unspeakable. So, yeah, so for that part, no, I'm not making fun of that, but just, you know, going out and just trying to get toilet paper, and it's like, oh, we're out. And
oh, my gosh. People, just wash your hands and we'll be fine.
There's something called, oh, God, what is it called? Soap.
Yeah. Soap, yes.
Yeah.
Soap?
Also, mass panic and fear.
Yeah.
Mass hysteria. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah. No,
that's what
I know.
Caught.
So anyway, but all that, but you know, it's all good. I mean, we all just move with it, handle it. Those of us just got to stay calm. So everybody else, you know, we can mitigate that. And so it's all good. And we are wrapping up Mercury retrograde on March 10th. And so,
oh, thank goodness.
Yes. And we're in the Mercury retrograde in the sign of Pisces, which is very emotional and very sensitive. So there's a lot more going on of people feeling things and being concerned and all of that. So it's heightened that. So any old concerns, any old safety issues, if they're brought up by the coronavirus, then it's going to escalate people's fear even more because they're, you know, extra sensitive to that. So I'm not surprised that we've had on top of everything else. But it does end on the 10th. There's a little shadow period after. But if you can hold off, anyone who's listening right now or before the 10th or on to contracts or starting anything new until after the 10th, you just have a slightly better chance of it going, you know, well. So you can wait. If you can wait on new stuff and finish and wrap up anything that needs to be wrapped up, leftover energy and stuff you need to finish, this is the perfect time to do it in retrograde, which ends on the 10th. As we're in the sign, of course, of Pisces and Aries in the month of March. So do you want me to continue with Pisces?
Let's learn about these people.
The Pisces.
Yeah, well, it's you know, these are the archetypes, which means that if your sun sign is in Pisces, like my rising sign is in Pisces, and that's what you kind of what you feel for me. That's the outer part of you. But the sun sign is, you know, is your archetype of generally kind of your DNA of what you're made up. Mm-hmm. And then all the other things, as we've talked about, you know, fall into that. So the Pisces is a very watery sign, and it is what's called mutable. It can go back and forth, and it is, you know, I would say, to be honest, if you're a child, if you have a son in Pisces, I think it's the most confusing sign to be for a young adult and a kid, because you feel so much. You're so sensitive, yeah. And you don't know what to do with it when you're young. You just don't know what to do with it. And so it is a beautiful sign, but I think it's probably one of the harder sun signs to have, because you're literally channeling all day long. You're connected to a spiritual realm on a deeper level. You don't even know it. You're super intuitive. You're just really connected to everything, and you feel so much more than the average person. You just feel stuff going on. That's a Pisces in general. And typically you just love everyone, and you're very empathetic. You want to help everybody, and you're super emotional, and it can be very confusing. And you can get a lot of addicts are Pisces, very confused. Don't really know how to deal with being connected to the heavens and the earth both. Like it's like one arm up in the heavens, one down on earth, and you're like, oh my God, I'm just pulled all over the place. That's a Pisces, basically. A sun sign in Pisces. So very intuitive, usually very psychic, and serve humanity, very much here to serve. And like I said, if you have children in Pisces, be a little more compassion, understanding, because it can be tough for kids in Pisces. So that's Pisces. And we do move into Aries towards the end of the month, and Aries is the kind of the opposite.
Wow.
Impatient. You know, Aries are go-getters, though. Go-getters, they're the beginning of the zodiac. So they are off and running and off, and what can I get done? And sometimes they feel like they have to kind of fight harder, and they can be very powerful. They can be very much about abundance. And like I said, they're kind of wired to survive and to get things done and to initiate. And they can run into things kind of headstrong. They can have a lot of willpower. They can also be super courageous. And they're a fire sign ruled by Mars, right? Fire signs are go-getters. Think about a fire when you start it, and then it just takes off.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, you know, that. And then, you know, versus a Pisces, which is water. Water seeps into everything. It's everywhere, right? And it kind of just evolves itself. So that's Pisces, and that's Aries in general.
So with – how can I ask this properly, Tina? So with the Pisces, though, you said they're sensitive. Are they also the type that feed off of other people's energy as well?
Empathic, yeah.
Well, they do sort of, but, you know, in general, what I would say about that is they don't know what to do with everyone's energy. So, yes, depending on a lot of other things that go into, you know, it's kind of a hard one to answer, except for to say that they're just very much connected to other people's energy and feeling things on a bigger realm. Like they have this almost connection to the spiritual world all the time. They don't, unless you understand it, they don't understand. And then they're grounded as well. And so they are getting other people's energy. They're feeling other people's energy a lot more, whether one knows it or not in that sign. Typically, they just feel things, and they're more intuitive, whether they know what that means to that. They, some people don't know it, right? They're a Pisces, but and they're confused, or they get emotional, or they have an issue with, you know, abuse of drugs or alcohol or gambling, whatever it is, or they have an escapism because they just like, why do I just feel heaviness, or I feel so much, or you know, that's a Pisces can be very much like that, where they're not feeding off the energy, they're soaking it in without realizing it. Like they're impacted by other people's energy much easier.
Are Geminis somewhat in the same realm, or is it a little bit different?
Well, Geminis are also a mutable sign, which means they can go back and forth. And I wouldn't say that they're necessarily the same. They can be very complex, Geminis, because they're kind of a master of all sort of not, meaning they can do a lot of different things and get bored really fast. They kind of have a good twin, bad twin. They can see both sides to things. So
Sean's shaking his head emphatically.
But I will say this, they're in the same grouping with Pisces. They're okay. Flexible, they're mutable. So you are grouped. There's Sagittarius, Virgo, Gemini, and Pisces are all mutable signs that need variety and they're adaptable. And so they are there. But Gemini is an air sign and Pisces is a water. So Gemini is more in their head, like me. I'm an Aquarius. So we're more thinkers and in our heads. And Pisces are more emotional. And so I would tend to think something, okay, what is that, where a Pisces would right away feel it and then maybe think about it. I'm going to go up and maybe analyze something quicker, you know, because I'm in my head. So that's the difference between those.
I have a friend who's a Pisces, and this is describing her to a T. Now, my question, she's going through a really hard time right now, too, emotionally. What do they need for support?
Oh, gosh. Well, oh my gosh, you know, where do you start? You need to, when someone's so sensitive like that, there's a sense of, I guess, probably I would think just sitting with them and saying, they just need really good listeners, and they need someone to bounce things off of and have reflection and help them to see the perspective, a bigger picture, and to separate out their own feelings. My feeling on this is that you help your friend separate out what's truly she's feeling and what she's getting from others and what's true for her, only her, because the emotions get real mixed.
Yeah.
Between what you want to do for someone else. I need to do that. I should do that. But what's this person going to do? How is this person going to react? And so they get kind of lost. You get kind of lost in what is true for specifically what does she need? Mm-hmm. And that's a real deep dive to say, you know, so really good listening and then reflecting back, so
that's good to know.
Yeah, and separate out what is really what she needs versus what she thinks everybody else needs from her.
Yeah, my daughter's a Pisces. Her she's Virgo, but her rising is Pisces, and so she's got a lot of those characteristics. So
I asked you, because it's like I feel. I mean, even though I'm a Gemini, it's like I have a tendency to feed off of other people's energy. So, like, while you were talking about it, Tina, it's like going, wow, Tina's almost describing me and what I go through sometimes. And, you know, because I do feed off of other people's energy. If they're down, I kind of get down a little bit myself, you know. If they're up, I'm more up. Or something. So that's why I was kind of asking.
You could have a strong Pisces in your chart somewhere. You know, I don't.
Yeah,
I mean,
do.
That's what
you
I'm
need
saying.
To do your
don't
natal
know.
Chart. That's what.
Yeah,
we're
you have to get a natal chart. Then you could see. I'm sure your Pisces could have that, and it can be so many other things too. Because when you study yourself and you figure this out, astrology is one aspect of it, and it's really beautiful in a lot of ways. But you know, there's also studying your archetypes in what I call the Enneagram, and there's 9 numbers there, and it makes a difference what you are on the Enneagram. There are others study human design, which is there's 4 different things in human design. And one of them, you definitely, you know, you could fall into that one. Mm-hmm. So if you really, if you can take all of these ways of understanding yourself and look at them, it makes a lot more sense. But just knowing it is the most important thing. Just being aware that you could be taking on and jumping into everybody's, you know, energy, and then kind of taking that on yourself.
Yeah.
And if you do that, then the most important thing to do is to kind of shield yourself and say, okay, before I go wherever I'm going, or if I feel something, I've got to be careful with this, because you don't want to be running around moving and grooving and, you know, but you're mutable. That's the problem. See, you're you're a Gemini, you're a mutable sign.
Okay.
So mutable means that, yeah, you can go all over. You can be, you can go back and forth, and it is so that
I can move like
a
ninja.
Yeah, well, you. Yeah,
Blob.
I mean, that's part of it, and it's, there's so many other things that make up who you are.
Uh-huh.
So that's just, you know, that's just one aspect of it, and just being aware of that. But you're, and because Geminis go back and forth so much, it's, and they're so all over the place, and that, and you can see both sides, and you like, Geminis typically like to be enjoy learning new things and being involved and connecting, and
yeah, we do.
Kind of a butter. Yeah, well, so whatever comes in, you're like, what's going on? Oh, who are you? What's happening? And, oh, sad. Okay, sad. Oh, you know, happy. Oh, great. Okay, happy. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, so that's kind of also the Gemini type as well. And so that's, you
got
know,
it.
Yeah.
See, this is why we have her on once a month and everything. And so far, Tina has done everybody in this room except one person, and that's Steve.
Wait, now that didn't sound right at all.
It did not. No, it did not.
I've done everybody. Yeah, I've done all you guys in the room.
Yeah, she has. And she's done it proudly, too.
Oh, boy.
So
I'm satisfied.
I haven't done Steve yet.
Oh, that's right. Well, you had Anna there, so Tina took on two at the same time.
Yeah, I did. It was a threesome.
Yeah.
It was a threesome.
See, I didn't say that, though, but you guys.
We both did.
But, no, this is exactly why we have her on, to understand ourselves and everything like that. Tina is wonderful. You can get her, you can go to her website, which is TinaAndersonOC.com. Book an appointment with her, guys.
It's
so important to her.
It is.
And not only that, but you can also listen to her every Thursday and Friday at Drive Time OC, which is a brand new podcast that they are doing live with some other friends of ours over there. And how's that going along?
Yep, that's going really well. They have all kinds of great guests on, and my series right now is actually airing on Friday, so I'm not there Thursday. I'm there Thursday once in a while live, but right now Friday, my series is airing Friday, Feel Good segment, and right now it's on worry and how not to. So
I did listen to it yesterday, and it sounded really good.
Hmm. Oh, good. Yeah, so it's about worry, and, you know, I'm just trying to help people feel a little better, but they're doing great interviews there and stuff, and it's taken off. And so they're working really hard at giving Orange County something where it's just focused on Orange County, which we don't have.
Because, you know, we can't carry all the weight for Orange County,
right. You guys are doing a good job with it, but you can't do all of it.
Yeah, we can't do all of it. We'll do most of it, though, you know. We need some underlings with us, too, as well, and they're doing a great job. And also, guys, if you get a chance, follow Tina on Facebook, because every now and then she will do these live little broadcasts on Facebook Live.
Yeah, I just did one yesterday.
They are so wonderful, and I'll go back.
Thanks.
And when she does them live, I always say hi to her. But if I spot them and everything, because I always go back and listen, and they are just so good and so full of a lot of information and everything, and how to be a better person, I think, overall. So definitely check her out, please. It's real,
thank
real
you,
important.
Thank you, babe. Thank you.
So,
appreciate
Tina,
it.
Always love you.
Love you. Love all you guys.
Bye,
have a beautiful rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thanks. And keep staying sexy.
Uh-huh. I'll work at it. I'm working at it.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, thanks.
Take care,
Tina.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In blue jeans.
Usually you give me a cue. That's our horror show.
That was all me right. Last night.
I'm just going to do the rest of the
show.
That's
you most nights.
No, this. Sean, you have to look. So you have, this is.
Good Lord.
I have a cold, okay?
Does it hurt and have a temperature?
No. That's why I'm here. If I had temperature, I'd probably still be in bed.
All right. I want to get your guys' opinion on this.
I say yes.
Do.
Okay.
I say no.
All right. So far, we all know the band Journey.
Yes.
Okay.
Suppose.
Journey members embroiled in lawsuit over trademark. This is really interesting. Two members of Journey have been kicked out of the band amid the filing of a lawsuit over its trademark.
Okay.
So there's a battle going on. Yeah, okay. The legendary band's bassist Ross Valeroy and drummer Steve Smith, great guy, were kicked out of the group after guitarist Neil Schon and keyboardist Jonathan Kane filed a lawsuit against the two, accusing them of attempting a coup to gain control of the band's trademark, according to the complaint. Sean and Kane accused their former bandmates of a delegatory judgment and breach of fiduciary duty and are seeking damages in excess of $10 million.
Hmm. Interesting.
Okay. According to the complaint, Sean and Kane accused Valerie and Smith of attempting to take control of the trademark last month by improperly holding meetings with shareholders and the board of directors of one of the band's corporate entitles named Nightmare Productions. In these meetings, Smith was voted to replace Kane as board president, and Valerie was voted to replace Sean as secretary. Sean and Kane claimed that their former bandmates incorrectly assumed they had rights to the Journey name.
Hmm.
Can't we all just get along?
This
I'm surprised at the whole board meeting thing.
Right. Well, Smith and Valerie erroneously contend that Nightmare Productions controls the Journey name. They hope to use the Nightmare Productions to hold the Journey name hostage and force Kane and Sean and Nightmare Productions to provide them with windfall payments for their retirement, the complaint states. It continues that Smith and Valerie are wrong that Nightmare Production controls the Journey name, Kane and Sean, through an entity named Elmo Partners, hold all rights to the Journey name. This is something that happens every now and then.
With bands?
With bands.
Yeah.
You know, and it is like, who owns who owns what, or whatever. You know? And it was, I kind of went through it myself with an old band. You know, and it wasn't a matter of, but us, it wasn't a matter of who hold entitlement of the band name. It yeah. was more or less, you guys, we did an agreement based on this, mm-hmm. and therefore the records were released, you know.
Does it come down to like a thing like, well, we did more work than you did anyways, or we were more this or that?
Well, what's interesting about it is that Jonathan Kane is not really the original keyboard player for Journey.
Hmm.
He replaced the keyboard player, the original keyboard player. But he's been with the band since then.
Yeah.
So he's been considered, you know, an original member, basically.
But he's not a
founding member.
Sounds like a family mess.
It is.
Like, it sounds like someone died, and then now everyone's fighting over the, you know,
mm-hmm. Because whoever controls that yeah. basically controls the funds and the monies and everything else or whatever. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, what's your take, Steve? Because you're kind of going through it in your head right now.
I don't have much sympathy for people who are multimillionaires who all want to just, they have nothing better to do than just argue about who's in charge.
Yeah, or money. Money's the root of all evil, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't set with me. It's like, it's just stupid. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's just stupid. If you as a group aren't smart enough to organize things properly to carry on in the future, you deserve to have this happen.
Mm-hmm. So, it sounds like some deep-seated dissension within the whole
thing. Well, that's what Sean and Kane are accusing their former pals of concocting, was that they felt it was a malicious and very ill-conceived scheme in order to set themselves up for retirement. So because both of them had been out of the band and now they were back mm-hmm. in the band, you know, and so Neil Sean and Jonathan Kane officially removed Smith and Valerie from Journey in a letter dated March 3rd. So this just happened.
Interesting.
All I can say is, come on, guys, don't stop believing.
Oh my gosh, that was pretty good.
You know, that was just fun.
Has anybody seen that movie Knives Out? Because this reminds me of it. It's like the.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
I won't say this, but it's. I think a lot of times it comes down to one bratty kid.
Well, you know,
who really wants the money funny thing, to windfall, you know.
But here's the funny thing, though, too, is that, you know, when Steve Perry wanted to come back to Journey and do something, the band came back together. They recorded a new album. They couldn't go on tour because Steve Perry had hip problems
mm-hmm.
when he was in Hawaii. So. But then everybody else, not really everybody else, but then the guys voted, and mainly it was Neil and Jonathan, who said, well, dude, we need to continue on. And then they continued on without him. And that's when they got that new singer from Tall Stories.
Okay.
Who was great. And who was also named Steve. And then
it's a great name.
And then something something happened to him where I think he got sick or whatever. They didn't want to stop. And then I think that's where they found the Filipino guy now that they have. You know?
I like that you called him that Filipino guy.
Well, that's what Filipino. It is, because he was this karaoke guy on YouTube that they found.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's like, okay, I understand that there's this big machine that needs to happen and to keep going and everything. Because right now, royalties for musicians, you can't get them off of record sales that much anymore.
No, you tour. That's where all the money is.
Yeah, exactly. You're touring. Mm-hmm. You know, that's exactly where it's at. You know, and it's just so ironic that, you know, it seems like it's always Jonathan and Neil that are doing this and doing that. And then, you know, and then now this whole lawsuit. But I just find it interesting, though.
Journey.
You know, it's like, well, don't they have a right to it? They're original members.
Yeah.
You know.
Who knows?
This will be
contract, people. Contract.
This will be a job for a judge.
Yeah, yeah. And there's so many lawsuits out there that deal with who controls the name of the band, because once you control the name of the band, you control everything else.
Oof.
You know, Great White went through that.
White.
Yeah.
White.
Great White.
Yeah, with Jack Russell. Mm-hmm. Because Jack was the lead singer of the band, mm-hmm. and when Great White continued without him, they sued him and said, dude, you can't call your band Great White because we're Great White. So he has to go by Jack Russell's Great White.
Jack Russell's Great White.
My mom dated Jack Russell when I was a kid. I'm serious.
Is he your dad? Yeah. Maybe your daddy?
I don't know. Maybe. But I do remember, like, shaking his hand and being introduced to him when I was, like, 4. And, of course, I didn't know who the hell he was.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Pull up a picture. Let's do a side-by-side with Zach.
So,
when you mentioned the Filipino guy, it reminded me of a great joke. Buddy Hackett tells on the Johnny Carson show. This was years ago.
A terrier came up.
And it's hysterical. Carson's all like, you're going to get me taken off the air. Because he talked about how the Filipinos like reverse the P and the F when they talk. And,
oh, my God.
Oh,
and the one guy got
a
parking ticket. And
he not your daddy.
No.
Yeah, he's better looking.
He looks like my dad. Like, he looks like I'm related to him.
You got the same amount of tattoos, though.
Yeah, well, he's making a face like he's crying, which I usually do.
I think grow a goatee.
So it's not Jack Russell.
And see what happens.
No, I look like a freaking, you know, 70s porn star pedophile.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Well, that's not a good look for anybody.
Just the mustache, though.
I can't grow any facial hair. I can't grow a beard. I look like I'm homeless.
You know what? I did not know this. Jack Russell was born in Montebello, California. He could be your dad, dude. You never know.
Oh, boy.
They don't look anything alike. I was curious.
If I were to pull up a picture of my dad, you'd be like, okay, there you go.
You know your daddy. Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
We good.
We good. We're all good.
Pat my dad on the show. Hi, Dad.
Well, you know, guys, today is also National Cereal Day.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yes.
My kids are probably having some right now at home.
Really? You think so?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I've been buying some more delicious cereals lately since I'm allowed to
buy cereals now.
Cereals.
Now that you're an adult?
Now that I'm a grown up and I can have the food that I like in the house.
So,
I'm allowed
growing up then, Amber, what was your favorite cereal to have?
Captain Crunch.
Really?
I mean, I like a lot of different. I like honeycombs.
Uh-huh.
I liked the Pops.
Oh, Sugar Smacks?
Yeah. No, Sugar Smacks.
Sugar Pops.
Smacks.
And Golden Crisp.
There's
they
Smacks
the
and there's Pops.
Thing.
Corn Pops.
Corn Pops. Oh, okay. Corn Pops. Okay.
Corn Pops. I like those. But I just liked Captain Crunch, man. I would just destroy my mouth with Captain
Everybody
Crunch.
Everybody says that. They haven't had it.
I got a question. Captain Crunch or Captain Crunch with the berries?
It depends on your mood. And then when I was a kid, they had a Christmas edition. And I kid you not, it was the berries were like little Christmas trees. They were green and red. And it came with a packet of frosting, which you put over it before you put your milk.
Oh, my God.
My mom would be like, what the
F is going on, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Is this the Christmas one?
We had just finished trimming the tree. Something weird.
What's this Rockstar song in the background, too?
Sorry.
For my Christmas Crunch cereal.
There it is!
Crunch?
Christmas Crunch has 6 crunchy new shapes, like bikes, trains, stars, even Christmas trees.
Show the frosting.
Then I add my holiday berry flavor, and you've got a crunchy, fruity part of a balanced
Hang
breakfast.
Hang on, where's the frosting?
That's 3 down, only 59 million to go. Christmas Crunch, a whole lot of fun.
Okay, that's, yes, there was that one, but there was also one that came with frosting in it.
With frosting on, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. How about you, Steve?
Jets.
That's right. Jet cereal. Here we go.
Yeah, because we have to go to the last century.
Right.
Like way back.
I've never seen this. I've seen the New York Jets or something. Which is terrible,
team. Ladies and mothers.
Ladies and mothers, this is a shopping basket. Its purpose is
learn how to use
it. Food to keep the family healthy and happy.
This is some patriarchal bullshit right here.
Because they taste good and are full of vitamins.
Uh-huh. And with meat, because it tastes good and it's full of vitamins and protein.
Uh-huh.
Steve didn't retain any of this.
Because they taste delicious and give you vitamins and protein, too.
They're crunchy as ice cream cones.
Uh-huh. And they're just sweet enough.
Grand for breakfast.
And
they taste like pencil shavings.
Yeah, I bet.
And feel good. Sugar Jacks are real food. The triple treat of sugar toasted oats and wheat. So jet up with Sugar Jets.
And shut
it
up.
Makes you feel jet.
Sugar Jets.
Sugar Jets.
At one point, my mother
Diabetes.
Refused. My mother refused.
That's mine.
My mother refused to buy them for me.
Really?
Yeah, because every time she bought them, I would sneak the box out in the backyard and just eat the whole damn box.
Oh, my gosh.
So they'd last about 10 minutes at our house.
Wow.
She finally just went, I'm not going to buy those anymore.
Wow. I grew up with a lot of different ones. I would probably say...
that last night a lot.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. For me, Cheerios... was I think the main staple in the house. Always had it there. Rice Krispies would have once in a while. Mm-hmm. You know, those were always good. Love Rice Krispies. You know, that Snap Crackle Pop. My grandfather would have Grape Nuts.
Oh, I used to love Grape Nuts too. It's another mouth crusher,
dude. But you had to like let it soak for days, though.
And put a ton of sugar on it.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't enjoy it.
I don't like too sweet. I'm not a too sweet fan.
No, I literally had to let it soak for days to just soak up and be soft so I could freaking eat it.
I always had canker sores growing up. My mouth was always a disaster. It's probably because I ate all these fucking hard cereals and shredded my mouth.
God, you guys are full of problems.
Who are you kissing?
Nobody. I was a child.
You may not have known.
Oh, my gosh. I promise you I did.
But grew up with that. And then also did the regular thing like Special K.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
A little healthy.
Yeah, a little healthiness here and there. One time I wanted to try Lucky Charms.
Oh, yeah.
I could not eat it.
It's too much. It's too much.
Oh, but it's magically delicious.
Oh, fuck no. Hell no. It was bad.
Yeah, so, I didn't go over those.
Too much sugar.
Every birthday that my kid's dad does over at their hands, it's like a little birthday celebration for the kids, he'll always have like a little snack buffet out on the island in his kitchen. Mm-hmm. And he always, for all our other little birthday things, has a bowl of only marshmallows. And he orders it on Amazon. You can get just the marshmallows from the cereal on Amazon.
Wow, that's so cool.
It's disgusting.
Boy, they go out of their way to have everything.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, seriously.
I wonder if I can find overcooked Fritos there.
Probably.
I love whenever you open a Frito bag.
Super crispy.
There's one or two that's really brown. Yeah. Oh, I love how that tastes.
That's hilarious.
What about you, Zach? Favorite cereal growing up?
I had a really sift through a lot of ideas because there's, I'm like you, there's so many, like Count Chocula, which I don't even think exists anymore.
No, it does.
It does still exist?
They come out on Halloween, yeah. Booberry, and was it the, what's the pink monster one or whatever?
I know that one. I saw it at Big Lots recently. I saw
they come out during Halloween, though.
Oh, okay. But
or Walmart.
I love the Captain Crunch berries. I mean, just the Oops All, remember the Oops All berries?
Oh, yeah, they still have that, too.
Yeah. Even though it shreds your mouth.
You guys in Captain Crunch, man.
I know. It's
delicious.
It is. Wow. Oh, my God. It's like the best stoner cereal
and the
ever.
Milk in it, and the milk and the cereal become like the flavor transfer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I'm going to go back to, say, like 1994, I don't know if you guys remember Rice Krispies Treats cereal.
Oh, I didn't like this one.
That's horrible. It's got to be one or the other.
It's time you were warned. Once you try Kellogg's Rice Krispies Treats cereal,
it sounds
one
like
taste
that.
Is never enough.
It does.
You'll fly down to breakfast because it's everything you love about the taste of Kellogg's Rice Krispies Treats in an incredibly crispy cereal.
Bowl of diabetes.
And part of this complete breakfast.
Oh, absolutely.
You might just find yourself going to great lengths to get it, because one taste is never enough.
The ones I'm enjoying right now as an adult, though, is Frosted Flakes.
As an adult, though, I thought you were going to say, the one I'm enjoying right now, and I thought you said something in Spanish. I couldn't tell what you were saying.
An adulto?
An adulto.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I'm enjoying, like, Frosted Flakes.
Oh, I like the Trader Joe's version of the Frosted Flakes. It's better. It's really good.
Real good. Because, you know,
did you ever get the knockoffs from Rice Krispies? You know, you pour the milk on and they speak to you?
Yeah.
There was a roll-off from that cereal called Prostitutes.
Prostitutes?
Yeah. You pour cream on them and they lay back and say, eat me.
Fuck up. Oh, my. I'm sorry. I dropped like 3 F-bombs already on the show today. I'm sorry. I'm going to curb my mouth now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? Now that we're done talking about cereals, why don't we talk about our new sponsor here for us?
Take your time.
Okay. My mind was elsewhere. But I'm
thinking
back
about
now.
Prostitutes still.
Sean, you're certainly up early.
Yeah, I want to get a head start on the day.
Well, hey, what are you eating?
Nuttin' cock.
What did you say?
Nuttin' cock.
Oh, I heard you the first time, but all I wanted to know was the name of the cereal that you are eating.
Nuttin' cock.
Why won't you tell me what cereal you're eating?
I did.
You said nuttin' cock.
Exactly.
Did I piss you off? Why are you calling me a cock?
No.
Are you in a bad mood?
No, I'm in a great mood this morning, and that's because I'm eating such a great cereal.
And the name of that cereal would be...
Nuttin' cock.
Okay, if you say nuttin' cock one more time, you're going to be sorry.
That's the real name of the cereal, nuttin' cock. You see, nuttin' cock is a wonderful blend of walnuts and rooster parts.
Oh, I get it. Nuttin' cock. Oh, it's a tasty combination of nuts and cocks.
Exactly. And it took the best cereal makers to do it, Kellogg's. You see, Kellogg's finally made a cereal that combines the saltiness of nuts with the delicious farm freshness flavor of cock.
Boy, we're going to get a cease and desist order.
Seriously.
So Nuttin' Cock not only tastes good, but with 100% real rooster. It's also good for me.
Now you're getting it. You see, Nuttin' Cock is the only cereal that combines great walnut flavor you love
with the nutritious... with the nutritious taste of cock that my body craves.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. Fortified with 11 vitamins and minerals, Nuttin' Cock is an important part of this nutritious breakfast.
Nuttin' Cock. It's chopped full of nuts.
And chopped full of cock. Nuttin' Cock. Pick some up at your local grocery store in the cereal aisle today.
Oh, my gosh. Ugh, that does not sound like a cereal I would ever eat.
Because I'm well.
And I love poultry. I don't, you know.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, that was that was something else, huh?
See, we're funny.
Exactly.
Are we?
Well, funny. Guys, not only is it National Cereal Day, but it's also National Oreo Day.
Oreo.
love Oreos.
So, you know what we got for our audience now?
All right, let's do it.
Some Oreo tweets.
Woo-hoo! I love Oreos. Woo-hoo!
So,
hi.
Oreos are the best.
Yeah, salad is being recalled. Do you know what's never been recalled? Oreos.
It's true.
I was going to say nut and cock.
My wife. Oh no, wait. That's the next one.
Okay. This one's very pertinent. If you don't believe in magic, explain how eating 3 Oreos that weigh a total of 6 grams transforms into 2 additional pounds on your ass.
That's a fact.
Could you imagine living in a world where there's something that exists called fried Oreos and people still can't get along?
You know, my wife was surprised when I snuck up behind. Oh, wait, no.
Steve's brain.
She was surprised I left some Oreos for her and would be even more surprised if she knew that was a new pack I ran out and bought after finishing off the original pack.
Brilliant. Just it's a replace. Just switcheroony.
I just always buy 2 packs anyway when I buy Oreos.
Do you? Oh, I just get double stuffed and just call it a day. A man ate 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes, so me eating a pack of Oreos in one day should not be a big deal.
I agree.
That's a good tweet. True. That's a good one. I like that one.
Now, who decided to call it a Nabisco delivery truck and not an Oreo speed wagon?
That one's good.
Whoa.
As a kid, I thought that band was Oreo Speedwagon.
Did you really?
I really did. Ay, ay, ay.
I have the Oreo. My wife is playing hard to get. She won't tell me where she hid the Oreos.
I had to blow my nose. Oh, my God.
Yes, we heard.
You know it's going to be a rough week when you rip open your package of Oreos without regard for the snack and seal feature. I have to not do that. I'm serious.
Just rip open the end of it.
And I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, gosh, you guys, you just look right here's this little flap and it seals back down. It keeps them fresh.
And yet
just like that?
Yes, I get angry about the Oreos.
Take it easy, sailor.
Nothing is worse than stale Oreos.
Oh, that's so true.
Oh.
Well, you know, Eve ate the apple, and sin was born. If she had just eaten an Oreo, we wouldn't be in this mess, proving that nothing good comes from eating healthy.
That's true.
The Bible had it all wrong.
Things are looking apocalyptic right now with the spread of the coronavirus. That comma is so small, it looked like a smudge on my paper. Okay, I'll rewind here and do this.
Good catch, Zach.
Things are looking apocalyptic right now with the spread of coronavirus, plagues of locusts in Africa, and the release of peppermint bark Oreos.
Never had it.
Haven't you ever had pepperbit?
Peppermint.
It's on the food group list.
I think you guys are catching what I'm caught earlier. Uh-huh.
That brain fungus, that brain-eating fungus. Okay.
Brain fart.
This is really fun. So Amazon is selling an Oreo-flavored lip balm, and they really do know how to capture the flavor of a typical American's lips.
I kiss you for days.
Sugar diabetes. I didn't know they made that.
Well, you know, now that our dog is gone, I have no one to blame when the Oreos go missing.
Too
or,
easy.
Or all of those farts, you know?
There you go. So there's some Oreo tweets there for you, for Oreo. Well, today is also International Women's Day, and you know what? God bless women.
I love this.
God bless them, because you know what? So many women through the years have done so many different things. We all have a list of different women inventors, so who wants to go first?
Do you want me to go since I'm a lady?
There you go.
Since you're female, go ahead, yeah.
Yes. Okay. I love this one. This is a really good one. Okay. Chemotherapy.
Really?
Yes. Jane Cook Wright was an oncologist who pioneered the use of chemotherapy with the use of the drug methotrexate to treat breast cancer and skin cancer.
Wow.
That's there awesome. You
go. What is it?
Methotrexate.
Oh,
methotrexate.
Good. You know, in 1919, Alice Parker invented a system of gas-powered central heating.
Ooh.
While her particular design was never built, it was the first time an inventor had conceived of using natural gas to heat a personal home, which inspired the future central heating systems.
Nice. Well, this goes back way back to 1917. El Dorado Jones, she decided to invent the engine muffler to keep things quiet on the car.
Ooh.
When they first started. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do something a little different. Okay, Kevlar.
Yeah.
I like this one. A powerful para-aramid. What is this? Para-aramid synthetic fiber developed by Stephanie Kwolek at DuPont in 1965.
Yeah, Kevlar's been around that
Kevlar.
Long. And they use it for so many things, not just for bulletproof stuff, but for like speakers and things. And so, yeah.
Mm. Houses, it's, you know, insulation. Mm-hmm.
Correction fluid. Betty Nesmith Graham, correction the founder fluid. Of the Liquid Paper Company, invented mm-hmm. one of the first forms of correction fluid in 1956.
Yeah, you know, and we talked to her son.
Oh, gosh, is this a joke? Or are you serious?
No, I'm serious.
Really?
Oh, that's right.
Michael Nesmith of the Monkees.
Michael Nesmith.
Oh, yeah.
That's his mother.
Oh, wow.
Nesmith.
Yeah.
Nesmith?
Nesmith. Nishwash.
Man, I've got the M wow. problem today.
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth, let's see here. I'm sorry. Dr. Mary Temple Grandin, despite her autism, she made some essential animal handling inventions. She told the world how to about behavioral psychology could be used to handle animals instead of coercion.
Oh.
So because of that, taking this principle, she invented several animal handling devices and also designed some livestock handling facilities around the world.
Ooh. Is it my turn? House solar heating. So Hungarian-American MIT inventor Maria Telkis and American architect Eleanor Raymond created in 1947 the Dover Sun House, the first house powered by solar energy.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Mary Anderson is credited for inventing the first functional windscreen wiper in 1903.
Ooh. Elizabeth Maggi invented the famous game Monopoly.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Her original intent was to spread awareness about land grabbing, tax frauds, and etc. through her game. She wanted to bring about the focus and all the injustice that results from unchecked capitalism. However, in the end, she only got $500 after 30 years. Her game was redesigned and sold as Monopoly that made millions of dollars without sharing much with the original inventor.
That is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I send a strongly worded letter to about that? That's terrible. Okay, mine, vitamin E.
Parker Brothers.
Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to call them tomorrow, today maybe. Catherine Bishop and Herbert McLean Evans co-discovered vitamin E while studying the reproductive cycle of, wait for it, rats.
Ooh. Wow.
Vitamin E.
Yummy.
Mm. Hey, vitamin E is so good for so many things.
I'm more of a vitamin F person.
I'm still thinking about rats and how this ties into rats.
Where,
the rats' reproductive cycle.
Where's the cricket sound?
Yeah.
Margaret A. Wilcox invented...
There we go.
The first car heater, which directed air from over the engine to warm the chilly toes of aristocratic 19th century motorists.
Wow. Well, Dr. Shirley Ann Jackson is another one of those famous women inventors who's responsible for inventing the caller waiting and the caller ID.
Oh, interesting.
That we now use.
Okay. Scotchgard.
No shit.
Yeah, this stain repellent and durable water repellent was co-invented by chemists Patsy Sherman and Sam Smith while working for 3M. 3M and DuPont, they run everything.
Yeah.
The underwater telescope.
Oh.
Yeah, it was
underwater telescope.
Underwater telescope.
Mm-hmm.
It was patented by Sarah Mather in 1845. This permitted seagoing vessels to survey the depths of the ocean.
Interesting.
Well, Marie Van Britten Brown, say that three times real quick, is the reason that you feel safe in your house today because she invented the home security system.
That's awesome. Aww. That's really, really cool. How about this one? Structure of vitamin B12. So the chemical structure was determined by Dorothy Hodgkin using crystallographic data. I have to look that one up. She was awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for her work on vitamin B12 and other complex molecules. I did not know that one either.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Now,
this is a really interesting one. An Austrian American Hollywood actress, Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, I love
that's
this.
Hedley,
yeah. Together with.
Come on.
Musicist? What is that word? Musical? Musician? Maybe I. And author George Anthale developed a radio guidance system for Allied torpedoes, mm-hmm. which used spread spectrum and frequency hopping technology to defeat the threat of jamming by the Axis powers.
Naval sonar, basically.
Yeah, and basically that is the groundbreaking. They still use that today because that's the basis for all of our Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm. Can I just say they're making a movie about Hedy Lamarr soon, and it's going to star Gal Gadot
Hedy. You know what?
All I gotta say is,
you can sue her in a few years.
Look at this.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Both lookers there.
Mm-hmm. No, you ever seen Blazing Saddles?
Oh gosh, it's been years. We've had this discussion before.
Yeah.
My dad used to watch
it. It's Hedley.
Okay.
That's where that's from.
Didn't you?
I'm
ever...
still looking at her at the pictures.
Well, okay,
here.
I got a few more here.
Go for it.
Nancy Johnson is another remarkable woman from Philadelphia who. You should be thanking if you have a sweet tooth.
Okay.
See, she's the woman who invented the very first ice cream maker.
Oh.
Back in 1843.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That. Well, the next one I got is, it makes sense for a woman to invent it. Chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
Invented by Ruth Graves Wakefield in 1938.
Oh, thank goodness for her. Oh, my goodness. How about this? The dishwasher. Josephine Cochran developed in 1887 the first commercially successful dishwasher, together with mechanic George Butters.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah. There you go. Put them where they belong.
Oh, my gosh. Really? We have to innovate. We're innovative women.
No, I'm talking about the dishwasher. You wouldn't put it in the living room. You put it in the kitchen. Put it where it belongs.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Patricia Billings invented... A thing called Geobond. It's a material that is indestructible, non-toxic, and fireproof, much like the Twinkie.
Oh, I like it.
Twinkies are fireproof?
Yeah, of
just
course.
About. You ever tried to burn one?
I don't know if we should eat them then.
Well, Maria Beasley is a woman from the United States, and she invented the life raft. In 1882, believe it or not. The idea took seed of her mind when she left an urge to do something about saving people from dying at sea.
Life raft, I love that.
Much to the dismay of everybody who died at sea in 1881.
Right.
One year. That's
missed
all they
it need. By that much.
Oh, man. I hope they can swim good. Okay, disposable diapers. This doesn't surprise me. A mom needed to innovate this stuff. The first disposable diaper was invented in 1946 by Marion Donovan, a professional-turned-housewife who wanted to ensure that her children's cloth diapers remained dry while they slept. Donovan patented her design called Boaters in 1951. And now landfills will never be the same.
Yeah. my mom actually has stories that she used cloth diapers with me when I was first born, and then like halfway through whatever switched over to like Pampers and stuff, whatever. So, but I think your folks probably had to use cloth diapers on you, Steve.
They were stone.
They were stone.
Stone diapers? Pee on this rock.
They had to carve my ass print into it.
Oh my gosh.
Stick it right.
Yabba dabba doo.
Not made out of mud, but stone.
Yeah. Stone.
I like that one. That's good. Let's see. Well, I'm going to rattle off a few here so that we can end this thing here. Street cleaning machine. Yep, by Florence Parpart in 1900. The electric hot water heater by Ida Forbes in 1917. The elevated railway to like the L's.
Yeah.
It's like Chicago, New York by Mary Walton in 1881. So, yeah, I mean.
What? Everything. Yeah. Everything good that makes our life better.
Uh-huh, exactly. And so.
Just saying.
You know, even though they do have a smaller brain, women are smarter. And what they do, it's a proven fact.
You need to listen to this song and have a little respect.
Oh, I respect women.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
Turn Aretha? I'll turn Aretha up.
Oh, please do.
All right.
Your kisses.
Huh?
Sweet lemon.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what?
What?
So is my money.
Damn right you are.
All I want you to do for me is give it to me when you get ready.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was originally written by a man.
Yes, it was.
For a man.
Yeah.
But then she...
She covered it and turned it into an anthem.
It wasn't a hit before that.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, though, we have something. I think Amber's got it, though. Is the passing of Rosie the Riveter.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I thought of a joke for the last one.
Shh. Rosalind P. Walter. We're talking about Rosie the Riveter. It's important.
Well, you guys went on that fast.
Yes. Thank you. She died at 95 recently. So Rosalind P. Walter, the original inspiration for Rosie the Riveter and longtime PBS supporter, died Wednesday at the age of 95. So in New York City, America's flagship PBS station announced Walter's death in a statement Tuesday. Walter was a longtime trustee of the station who gave support for a number of that PBS station series through the Rosalind P. Walter Foundation. Walter cared deeply about the quality and education value of public television and understood the importance of reaching the broadcast audience. She was an inspiration behind 1943's Rosie the Riveter, a song about the year that she spent as a night shift welder at the Sikorsky aircraft plant in Bridgeport, Connecticut, at the age of 19.
On the night shift.
Yes. So Walter served as a board member on a number of organizations in New York City. Including the American Museum of Natural History and the Paley Center for Media.
Another great woman. There you go. But you know what we really need right now, though, instead?
What?
Are we skipping?
We need some class.
We have some weird...
We got some class.
Culture.
Some culture. Something that we like to call...
Pocket-sized cinema.
You don't say.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to Pocket Size Cinema.
I love when you do that voice. It
sounds like steam escaping. Cinema. Today's feature is entitled The Inventor. The Inventor. We open... When a woman goes into the patent office with some of her new designs and needs to register them. So let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The Inventor.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I'd like to register my new invention, please.
Oh, of course. I could totally help you with that. What's your new invention?
It's a folding bottle.
Okay, that sounds really interesting. What do you call it?
A fottle.
A fottle. That's a stupid name for invention. Can't you think of something else?
I can think about it. I suggest you do. Oh, sorry. Boom.
Boom, there you are.
I can think about it.
Oh, well, I suggest you do. You know, good Lord, a bottle. What the hell is she thinking? Read my lines.
I've got something else I need to register.
Okay, well, what is this one?
It's a folding carton.
And what do you call that?
A fartin.
Well, that's kind of rude. Can't you possibly call that? You can't call that. That's rude.
In that case, you're really going to hate the name of my folding bucket. What the hell? My folding bucket! It's called a bucket! Fucking bucket!
Oh! That's a punchline. A thinking man's kind of joke there. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought?
Thunk it.
Who would have thought you'd go from a foddle to a fartle to a fucking?
I had no idea.
Yeah, who knew?
I didn't catch
who
that.
Who knew that we wouldn't have gotten that one there? That's a thinking man's joke. Right, Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's do what's news.
What's news, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, I wish those me off.
I love this one. Gwyneth Paltrow's teen son thinks her sex toy collection is a great thing.
And he loves it when she goes away on filming
well,
a movie.
You know, okay, people have been talking about, you know, one corner you got Reese Witherspoon and her 16-year-old son Deacon living up in the most wholesome way possible with dabbing lessons on Instagram. And in this corner here, you got a
lessons?
Slightly more kind of what happened between, with Gwyneth Paltrow and her 13-year-old son Moses. Their chosen topic of conversation, the sex toy collection available for purchase on Paltrow's site called Goop. Paltrow opened up about surprising conversation with Moses, whom she shares with ex-husband Chris Martin on Jimmy Kimmel. So this was a discussion that they had. She said, my son said to me the other day, he was like, at first I thought it was really embarrassing that there were vibrators on your website, and now I think it's a great thing.
That's not how it sounds.
Yeah.
It kind of does.
Sorry. That's not how a vibrator sounds at all.
It's higher pitch.
Keep going. No, they're not that
either. Anyway, so basically she was...
quiet one.
Talking. Anyway, so basically he thought, you know, at first he was like really embarrassed about it. Now he thinks it's a great thing. And what vibrators do you ask? Well, you can start this by surprisingly affordable. It's Goop approved White Rabbit. White Rabbit, because minimalist sex toys are the goopiest thing around. Paltrow continued to explain to Jimmy Kimmel that Moses realized sex toys aren't just for embarrassing our children. He's like, you're a feminist, Mom. You're a badass, Paltrow said, quoting her son amidst his sex toy revelation. Her response was, I was like, well, gee, thank you. Paltrow also told the host and fellow celeb parent that she was well aware her kids aren't having the typical teen experience, and it must be pretty surreal for them to be the kids of somebody. Well, both their parents are in the public eye. It's interesting to watch them sort and evolve along with our careers as they go, she told Kimmel. So that's kind of cool, though.
I'm on Google. Give me a minute.
So, all right, Steve.
Oh, well, Glenpool, Oklahoma, the Glenpool police say they made an unusual discovery during a traffic stop this week. Officers pulled over a car for speeding on Sunday. Heidi Coulterine was in the passenger seat when they found close to a pound of meth.
Ooh.
Plus scales and baggies. They also found a very happy baby squirrel in her bag.
Wait, what?
With a dropper of formula. Baby squirrel.
A baby squirrel.
Hey, squirrel!
Wow.
Yeah. And a woman told officers her son found the squirrel when he was working at his tree trimming job.
Oh, boy.
So they brought in the Oklahoma game warden, brought the squirrel to a state certified rehabilitation agent, and arrested the woman for possession of wildlife during a closed season.
Well, it's good thing that squirrel.
That's the thing that she got in trouble.
Yeah, so.
Well, and the meth, though. It's good thing the squirrel didn't have any meth, though.
Well, you know, the warden says they won't prosecute people if they're being a good Samaritan, but you must contact the game warden's office for guidance on how to help the animal and where to bring them.
That's true. Mm. That's very true. Yeah. We're not the experts in what squirrels
that's
eat.
Right.
You know, like nut and cock.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop calling me that.
My turn. Okay.
About
you guys,
time.
You ready? You ready?
Yeah, now that you're off your phone.
I was looking at Goop. I was looking up the Goop website.
Were you really?
Yes, I was, yeah. Oh,
she was doing very important show research.
I just want to, and I will say, there's a it's a very broad brand. There's like there's mm-hmm. clothes, cosmetics. There's all kinds of stuff in there. Anyway,
sex toys.
I think there was a movie where they invented
goop. I haven't found
the
sex toys yet.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what that is, but I got this as a bad invention. I think this okay. is mine. Is McDonald's is making scented candles that smell like your favorite Quarter Pounder ingredients.
Oh my.
What the?
I love it.
Okay, have you ever been so hungry for McDonald's that you could smell it?
Take
it could be your imagination.
Money.
Or it could be these candles. The fast food chain is making a 6-pack of scented candles that smell like your favorite Quarter Pounder ingredients. A bun. Oh my gosh. A bun, ketchup, pickles, cheese, onion, and beef.
I love pickles.
Wait, those are the separate candles?
Yeah, I don't like
them. So you
it.
Like them at different times
I
to
guess.
Make
so
it
you
smell? Wow.
Combine
is,
them? Or
it's a lot of work.
This is a
light
YouTube,
all of them?
This is a YouTube prank. Like, they're literally wow. doing this just for the... So the candles were created to celebrate the burger's nearly 50-year run. And nothing helps a hangover like a Quarter Pounder, by the way.
Oh, God, yeah.
And that's not all. McDonald's also released a line of merchandise that includes mittens, calendars, lockets, t-shirts, stickers, pins, all of the biggest Quarter Pounder, all for the biggest Quarter Pounder fanatics.
Wow.
I got a Quarter Pounder for you.
Yeah, I'll pass. The items are available for purchase on McDonald's Fan Club website.
Hey, there you go.
I will not be going there.
There you go. Scented candle, make your own burger.
This is probably terrible to say, but I always say about McDonald's and Taco Bell, it smells the exact same after you use the toilet the next day.
Oh, God.
It's, like, identical. It's like, oh, it's delicious. And then the next day you're like, oh, no, I don't want to smell that again. I'm like, no.
So the most important question I have, though, out of all that, though, is what did you find on Goop interesting?
Oh, now we're back to Goop. We're off the McDonald's candles. Nothing. I found a sweater, actually. Let me see here. There's no sex toys up on this.
You got to look harder, then.
I found a really cute I saw a sweater. Cosmetics exclusive to only to Goop. Beauty, wellness, clothing, shoes, bags, accessories. What do you think it's going to be under? Do you think it's going to be under beauty, wellness, or accessories?
I think wellness or accessories.
Let's go for wellness. Okay. It's low. Oh, it's loading. Your Wi-Fi is slow.
I shut down the crowd right there.
Okay. Well, it's loading. It's loading. Nope, not under wellness.
Not under wellness?
Nope. She's got... It's very blog-like. Uh-huh. The site is very blog-like. There's all kinds of articles about how to... Right. Saffron tea and what right. bags to buy.
Well,
we'll have to research it later.
So
and on a note,
Goop. Yes,
the Goop Lab. That's a 6-episode Netflix docuseries.
Oh yeah, she has a whole series on this.
And it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's really pushing this Goop shit.
Yeah.
Hey, who doesn't like Goop, huh?
I don't know what it depends on what the Goop is. It's too broad
it's
for me.
It's just Goop.
Yeah, I don't know. I dig Goop.
If it's on the floor, you squish it through your toes.
I should call it crap. Like, yeah.
Well, no, crap, something else.
I'm starting a new brand. It's called crap. What is it? Just all kinds of crap you can buy, all right? Yeah. Just crap. It's like, just crap. What kind of crap do you want to buy today?
That's like pudding called monkey pus.
I've got this crap. I've got that crap.
Oh, God. Well, let's end this segment with what's news.
What's news? What's your cat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news? What's your cat?
Let's play the game!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the game show that's going to end coronavirus. Quiz me! Quiz you!
All right.
Was it that's depth of volleyball player.
Oh my God. Question number one.
And then I took a dump.
We're gonna do a women themed game today.
Yay.
Ooh, this is gonna be hard.
Not as much as you think.
I'm afraid if I don't win this, I'm a bad
woman.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Bad representation of the sex.
Okay.
Gender.
In 1999, who was the most downloaded woman on the internet?
1999.
Oh gosh.
In what? 1999?
Yeah, it's a 1 with 3 9s.
Sean.
Cher?
Steve.
Oh,
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Nope, Amber.
Oh, that's
Amber.
A good guess, though.
Amber. Jennifer Aniston. Dang it.
The answer may surprise you.
Why are you still pushing the button?
I didn't. At the end of it, it does that. Sean, we got to fix that.
Downloaded woman.
I have another guess.
But yes. we're talking about music, right?
No.
No, just downloaded a woman.
Most downloaded woman. That's it.
I have
another guess.
Steve, go ahead.
Mm. Mary Louise Parker.
Yeah.
Sean.
I want to say Michelle Obama then.
It's 1999.
No, 99. Never mind.
All right, y'all lost. Name. Cindy Margolis.
Oh, you said it was a three-name name.
I said 1999. You said 1999. I said, yeah, it's a one with three nines in it.
It's always a model. Jeez.
Question number
two. You said that.
I did not. What god in classical mythology dressed as a woman, spun wool, and performed other womanly tasks for 3 years to appease his fellow gods?
What woman?
No. What god?
What god?
God.
Sean. Mrs. Doubtfire.
What? What?
He wants to be funny.
What
Steve.
God? Yeah.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Amber, I'm just going to go ahead and give you a hint. They made a Disney movie.
Oh, Amber. Okay.
Amber.
Hercules.
There you go.
Hercules.
God. Question number three.
Wow, Hercules was
Yes.
Hercules was a cross-dresser. Wow.
All right. Now, this is I'm going to give you guys an easy one. This is a mercy one.
Okay.
What was the name of the movie that Dustin Hoffman...
Sean. Tootsie.
There you go.
All right. That was just all he had to say was that. Right.
He feels a little better now.
Yeah.
I always feel better.
No, you don't. Question number four.
I've had my full throttle. I feel great.
What is Julie Andrews' birth name?
Oh, God.
I just saw an interview with her on NPR. Ugh.
Sean. Victor Victoria.
No, what? Shoot. I just watched this really cool interview with her and her daughter, and I don't know.
Steve?
I have no idea.
That's wrong.
I figured.
It's kind of a Julia Elizabeth Wells.
Okay.
Wonder made her change it to Andrews then.
Anybody here seen the movie SOB?
Stage names.
Oh, great. Yes, great movie. Get to see her topless.
I'm going to show my TV.
Amber, what number am I on?
I don't know, but I'm thinking.
Question number four.
I'm Googling something.
Again.
Just go.
What did the queen...
They said Julie Andrews top.
Steve.
Steve.
Oh, my God.
Up with her head.
Oh.
What did the queen mother give Diana as an engagement present?
Ooh.
Keys to a really fast black car.
Wow.
I'm taking this to my next boob doctor, by the way. That's pretty spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Can we put that on Instagram?
No.
Oh, all right.
Are you going to go bigger?
No.
What did the queen give Princess Diana as an engagement gift?
Yes, it's two. Two things. Think of jewelry and something that starts with a B.
Sean. A necklace and a beaver.
A necklace to be Amber.
Bracelet.
I don't know.
A sapphire and a diamond brooch.
Brooch.
Oh.
You're out, bitch.
Suck I guess it. I've never broached
what
that,
was that
subject.
What was that sound effect?
Look, Mark and Brian didn't win.
No idea.
Oh, okay.
Question number five.
Nice. Good job of paying attention, Amber.
Thank you.
What comic book heroine was created by psychologist William Moulton Marston, inventor of the polygraph machine?
Sean. Wonder Woman?
That is correct.
Nice.
Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot.
It's not like there was a lot of, you know, big
characters.
Yeah,
I know. I think there's not many, and it's not, yeah. Good job, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Question number six. Why do you do that every time?
And now.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's see. In Shania Twain's song, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Feel like a woman.
What is the last word in the song?
Sean.
Sean.
Yeah, like a totally
woman.
Crazy.
Good God. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it wasn't really that hard to figure out.
Come on, baby. Hoo. Oh, my gosh. Now, that's going to be stuck in my head all day long, right?
Good.
Man, I feel like a...
Six. On May 15th, 1923, Amelia Earhart became the 16th woman in the United States to be issued a what?
Amelia Earhart.
Sean. The Flying Cross.
That is weird.
I don't know. Her pilot's license. No, she already had it.
That is right.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
a pilot's license.
She was a revolutionary lesbian.
Yeah. Which is why I thought she'd get the Flying Cross.
And question number seven.
Spread Eagle.
From 1974 to 1975, Gilda Radner was a feature player on
Sean.
What radio show, Sean?
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
That has been correct.
Jump the gun.
Radio show. Hold on.
Radio
I didn't
show.
Get my answer yet.
I know. Jump that gun.
What radio show?
Tick-tock.
Damn. What radio show? What radio show?
It's intense.
It is.
Like, intense.
Like camping.
Yeah. What radio show?
Zach, I'm glad you laughed at that one.
Kids in the Hall.
What?
Steve's on a... Is Steve awake?
No.
I think
Steve's Googling.
Dead.
Steve's Googling it.
Not even... I can't even think about what these answers are. I hear it.
Gilda
like,
Radner on a radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know this one.
Come on.
I don't know this.
Come on.
I was going to say SNL just like you.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. Chevy Chase is in a lot of these.
Oh, gosh. It didn't help. That's still
Chevy Chase is, this
SNL
type
thing.
Of movie always has this name in it and involves Chevy Chase.
Wait, the National Lampoon's.
That is correct.
National Lampoon had a radio show?
Well,
the National
first
Lampoon
was,
Radio
it
Hour.
It was a magazine
wow.
first. It was
yeah.
a magazine, and then it was a radio show.
A
and
comedy
then
a comedy program syndicated wow. to some 600 U.S. radio stations.
I did not know they had a radio show.
Well, now
I
you know.
I forgot about that, but I didn't know she was on it.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yes, the more you know. Oh. Wow.
What number are we on?
I don't know, but
nine.
You should
okay.
know. How can you read these questions off your phone? Look at that mess.
I know.
He needs to clean
Shut
his phone
your
screen.
Face.
He's got coronavirus all over his phone screen.
You are a coronavirus. Madeleine Albright became the first woman in what U.S. in wait the first woman what
Steve.
In U.S. government? Steve.
Secretary of State.
That is correct.
Yay! Good job.
Wow.
I knew something.
Steve woke up.
Hey.
How you
Madeline
doing, buddy?
Albright.
I'm doing good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, this room is so busy.
Question number 10.
It's been bright today.
What? Oh, boy. Her performances on Saturday Night Live.
Sean.
Oh, that was...
Gilda Radner.
Steve.
I said the answer do something.
That pre-call.
Lorraine Newman.
What?
What was the title of Barbra Streisand's 1980 hit song? Go.
1980?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. I should know that.
Shoot is wrong.
I had a hit song in 1980?
Oh, man. It's not the...
Well, we know for one thing, it's not the soundtrack for Yentl.
No, definitely
Papa, can
not.
Can you hear me?
It's not.
I have an answer, but it's well, not
go
my.
Go for it.
People.
It's not the Chris Christopherson. Well,
people was in.
No.
Duet, is it?
Was
in
the 70s. Yeah, but I think that was 70s.
People.
That was a good guess.
Chris Christopherson, too?
Yeah, it's three words in it.
He's the nicest the guy, by the way. Okay, let's go back to Barbra.
Barbra.
I don't know this one. I don't know.
1980? She had a hit in 1980.
She had a hit. I'm sorry.
The topic of today's theme is the first word in the song.
Woman.
Yes. So, woman, blank, blank.
Sean. Woman, get in here.
What?
Oh, that's three
my
words.
Gosh.
Yeah. Well, that's what he said. It was three words. Yeah.
Someone knows
no,
this.
No, I mean, that was four words and it's three.
Oh.
Anybody want to give one more guess?
I am a woman in love.
That's it.
Yeah, bitch looked it up too. Cheated.
I wanted to cheat.
No, you can't cheat. You can't cheat.
Oh no.
Just for that, you're doing 3 shots next week before we start.
Of what? Tequila.
Of our choice.
Yeah, we'll let you know when it starts.
I had to find out for myself because I love Barbara Streisand. I really.
Okay,
cheater.
Cheater.
Well,
I have a really cool quote that Kristen Johnson on Third Rock from the Sun said.
Okay.
They had an episode where they all tried to find out the relationships with men and women and stuff, and they changed themselves. And Kristen Johnson, Sally, she goes out with this guy to experience what, you know, love and sex is all about. And then he doesn't call her.
Okay.
So a few days later, she goes to his apartment, busts down his door, and breaks his leg because he didn't call her.
Oh my gosh.
But at the end of the show, they always sat out on the roof and had, you know, philosophical discussion. And she said that she thinks that she was part of a huge cosmic joke. Men and women are 2 entirely different species for whatever reason, who are forced to coexist as best they can on the same planet. I agree with that. I
feel that way about women as well, and lesbians dating. That's the same. We're all different humans. Oh, here he goes with his little shaker. Here he goes. Do it. Do it.
Just for that.
Shake it, baby.
I'm not.
Oh, no.
Just because you said it.
Can I have the other one?
No.
Look, Steve's doing it. Steve's not a musician, apparently.
Apparently not. So because of that,
I'm not a shaker.
Now I'm stoked up to 4 shots next week.
So because of that, guys, don't forget to find us at yourweeklydose.com, Facebook, Your Weekly Dose, Twitter, find us at Your Weekly Dose 1.
You can find me, Steve, on Facebook, Steve Silva, and on Twitter, at SilvaLining69.
Apparently, you'll find me on the floor next week after I've done all these shots.
Cheater!
I'm going to be punished.
Cheater!
I'm going to pay for this all week. I know it. I'm just going to wait for the messages to come through. You can find me, if you want to, on Facebook or Instagram, Amber Ash McCary.
But what if we don't want to?
You don't have to. I'll be on the floor.
So what do we do if you don't want to? You don't want to.
Just stay off your phone.
Okay.
Wipe clean your phone screen, damn it.
Clean your face.
My face is clean.
I'm at Twitter, Instagram, Zombie Mel Gibson.
And if you want to follow me, Sean, I'm simple for everybody. Just simply Sean Roberts, HC, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So next week, guys, join us.
God help us.
Oh, boy. We're going to be stretching all week and everything because...
Send new livers.
Next week, it is our drunk show in honoring Mark and Brian. We're continuing the tradition for St. Patrick's Day because it's coming up around the corner.
I'm going to get some of that chemical they used in Revenge of the Nerves so Hashi could ride the bike around and not get drunk.
Oh, boy. So in the meantime, guys, pray for us, and we'll catch you guys next week. Go out, enjoy the weekend, and be good to each other.
All right, do your shaker. End on the shaker.
I'm sleeping here.
He's scowling at me.
Goodbye, world.
Bye.
Did without woman for 900 years. One day he decided to have some fun. The poor man never lived to see 901. And not me. But the people, they say that the man has always led a woman astray. But I say, and please listen when I say, smarter than the man.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.